So I want to look at Shaar Bey's Perek Yud Gimel. And I want to give the following one-sentence introduction, that this is possibly the most astonishing thing about tefillah that I've ever learned. I'm trying to make peace with it. Perek Yud Gimel. Va'etza ha'yutza al zeh. Va'etza ha'yutza al zeh. The etza for davening correctly, that's what he's talking about. Hu k'bo she'omar ha'magid l'ha Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef had an angel, a magid, as did the Vilna Gaon, as did many tzaddikim, were told that they had a magid that would come and teach them things that they wouldn't otherwise know. And just remember the setting in Sfas of the Beis Yosef, sitting with the Arizal, sitting with the Alshech HaKadosh, sitting with the Rabak, the Gedolei Olam, sitting together wherever they were sitting, either in the Ashkenaz Shul or the Sephardic Shul, you know, in Sfas. And, you know, it's Yadua, by the way, that the Beis Yosef writes this, the Magid Misharim. The Magid Misharim is a sefer written by the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, about everything that the Magid taught him. A sefer of Ruach HaKodesh, the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo is the Shulchan Aruch. And he said he so much wants to learn from the Arizal, he so much wants to get the Chochmah from the Arizal, as do we, I suppose. He says, but every time the Arizal started speaking, he fell sound asleep. fell asleep. And it was, no matter how, it was done with the Beis Yosef, you know, go to London. No matter how hard he tried, he just fell asleep. And finally, he prayed on this, and the Magid came to him and told him that this is not for your neshama. Not every neshama is for the Arizal. This is not for your neshama. Apparently, by Pirush Shali, your job is to concentrate on Shulchan Aruch, on Beis Yosef. Let's not get carried away with the story, because I'm sure whatever we know, the Beis Yosef knew 1,000 times more. But to understand what the Arizal, this is one kind of neshama, this is another kind of neshama. So one of the things, for context, one of the things that the Magid told the Beis Yosef, Baz Hara Beis, actually looked it up, I didn't bring the Sefer, but the Magid Misharim is a common Sefer. Baz Hara Beis Shibereish HaSefer Magid Misharim, Zela Shaynai, that the Beis Yosef was taught, Lizaher Milachshav B'Shas Tfila B'Shub Machshava Afilu Shel Teira U'Mitzvais. That when you daven, you should be careful, lizaher, be careful, hazhara, it's an azhara, wording sign, not to think b'shas tefillah b'shub machshava, afilu shel teiru mitzvos. Like, I have a good part on why it says mehera three times. No. Nothing. Afilu shel teremitz is kavachomer, other machshavas. Ki im b'tevois hatfila atzom. Just think about the words. Now, I want to say, if this doesn't seem, you know, astonishing to you, I want to tell you what he means, because I looked inside. What he means is that you shouldn't necessarily have any kavanas other than not even the pirush habilus, but the words. Not even the pirush habilus. Doik b'dvarav, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, shleyomer l'chaved b'kavonas hatevos. He doesn't say to have kavona even b'kavonas hatevos. Ki b'emes bo'oy mit plibiyis kavonas hatfila ein itanu yedei adma. If you're going to start having the kavonas, there's a sefer from Reb Chaim Vital, which he recorded from the Arizal, called Shara Kavonas. In the Shara Kavanos, if you understand even a little bit of it, you could, like, really. I remember I once I used to study in the Kolel of Rav Yaakov Hillel, about Shalom. When it came to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I remember that they used to wait for him for Shemoneh Esrei. He was Rosh Kollel. So he said, don't wait for me for Shemoneh Esrei when Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And he used to daven Shemoneh Esrei, or Yaakov Hill, I don't know now, I'm talking now, 40 years ago. He used to daven Shemoneh Esrei on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It used to take about 45 minutes. So I asked him, because I was his chavrus in the afternoon seder, not on anything in Masechet Shabbos. I said to him, what takes so far? Why 45? You have so much tshuva to do, like 45 minutes of daven Shemoneh Esrei? He says, nah, I remember it was Manasseh. You know, it takes a long time to go through all the kavanas of Reb Chaim Vital on the pasuk Zochreinu L'Chaim, Melech Chafetz M'Chaim, Chazveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. I think he said there were 64 kavanas, and he has to go through all 64 of them. It takes a long time, and he doesn't want to be Matriach Letzibur to wait while he's doing all 64 kavanas. Okay, so it's not what it says here. What it says here, I'm not criticizing. I mean, he has his Messiah clear. Although we could question that also. I mean, question that this Nakuda. I'm not questioning his Messiah. Question this Nakuda. Deutsch bedvar. Listen to what the Magen is saying. Shlo yomer lechavid bekavolas hatevis ki beemes boemit plibius kavolas hatfila. Because if you want to get into the serious inner depth of what tefillah means, the all 64 kavolas of Zochreinu L'Chaim, eini tani yodea adma. We're not even scratching the surface. Even the little bit that we know, Kavanas HaTfilah B'Rabbi Seinu HaRishayim Zal, what we know from our predecessors, Kadisha Elyon, from the early Rishayim, Ad HaAchrayim, until the last one, Harav HaKadosh, Isha Lakim Noira HaArizal, even that we know from the Arizal, how to be Mechavid, Asher Hifli Higdil Lasseis Kavanas Nifloim, and the Arizal was Gevaldik in what he was able to explain in the Tfilahs. This is a drop in the bucket, or a drop in the sea. He didn't even scratch the surface of the Achei Knesses HaGdola, who were bigger than the Arizal. Shahayu kufchav zakeinu, mehem kamen neviim, v'kol mevin yovin delay isi inish al yabashta. No person on the earth has come forward. There's a lot. He goes on to talk about the Achei Knesses HaGdola, but I just want to explain to you the significance of what this means. It's very possible that we're all davening all wrong. Probably most of us are not davening with Kabbalistic kavanas, but he says you shouldn't. Probably many of us are davening with whatever Torah or Vort or deep Havana that we have in the Tefillah. He says not to do that. Could be we're davening with our own needs. Tefillah la'ani ki ato if lifnei Hashem yishmo yichsichai. Davening, Hashem, help me, help my children. Give me your refuah shleima, give me shalom bayis, you know, give me the koach to do what I need to do. No, this is not tefillah. So what are we left with? What are we supposed to be doing there? I just for you, good thing there's not too many people here, I pulled the rug under all of davening. What are we doing? It's very possible that if you see somebody, you know, davening, I'm not criticizing, I'm just trying to understand myself, davening, long Shemoneh Esrei, just davening and davening. It could be he's not davening at all. Meaning, could be he's doing a good thing, but could be he's not davening at all. So what then is one supposed to be doing when they daven? So he says what you should be doing, and then I just want to explain it, because I think this is not just a chiddush nifla, but a correction nifla, at least lefi dvarav.
Baruch
Ato Adonai Eloheinu
Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro. Don't you say just the words that the Anshei?
Just the words. A little more than the words. Eloha Iker, look at the second paragraph. Eloha Iker Ba'avodas HaTfilah. The main way to daven, Shebeis she'adam moitzi mipiv kol teva me'atfila. As you say the words, Baruch. Atah. Yitzayir le'oz b'machshavta. You imagine in your mind. Oso hateva bosiosa kitsurasa. Think about what that word looks like. Beis, reish, vav, chaf. Imagine it in your mind like it's on a big teleprompter. It's on the board. Baruch. Think about the letters of the words. Not think, but Yitzayir. Imagine the letters of the word. Ulechavein lahaysif al yada. My kavana is that by me saying and imagining this word Baruch, I'm being mosif al yada koach hakedusha shiyase pri lamala. I am accomplishing something. I'm a second parent. I'm accomplishing something which is making peiros lamala. You have the place? I skipped on purpose. This is just bringing the Zayars. Well, not just. I mean, he's bringing the Zayars that are proving his point.
Okay. We have different paragraphs in there.
I apologize. So what is my kavana? Lohaisif al yada koyach hakadusha shiyasa pri labala laharbais kedushasa v'ayrab k'mesha kasafti la'el b'perek yud. Now, okay. So let's... First, let's understand Voshteta. Like, what he's saying here is, I believe, I don't know what people do with their daven, so I'm saying, is that what we do? How do I know what we do? But it sounds like more like what we, like our Chazor Sashatz than it does like our Tefillah, if Chazor Sashatz is said properly. And it takes a long time, but it's a hard avoda, but it's not the avoda that we do, I don't believe, or at least not the avoda I grew up with. And that is to imagine every word, see it in front of you. Don't get into the Arizal. Don't get into your personal problems. And don't even get into necessarily the Omek HaPshat. But imagine the word. So, Pirush HaMilim. Maybe. Maybe. And I'm going to get to that. Maybe. Even that's a maybe. Not so Pashat. I have to say something. I'm going to say something very radical here. It sounds Hindu to me. Meaning, it's right. It sounds to me like something that I've made fun of for most of my life, at least most of my adult life, of saying a mantra and chanting it over and over and over again, maybe 1,000 times. If you ever have watched a video of one of these things, you can't watch it for more than 2 minutes because nothing new happens. Yeah. Like it just keeps on going and going and going. Nobody knows what's going on over here. But I'm not here to give a course in comparative religion, but what they're... lahavdil elef havdolos, what their kavana is, that somehow these words accomplish something with the 32 million gods that they, or divinities that they believe exist. Okay. So let's leave them alone. It's not a Jewish thing. Jewish thing is here. Jewish thing is an intellectual. Jewish thing is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jewish thing is spilling your heart out in front of Hashem. I don't know, by the way, if the Hindus even believe in Hashem. You know, they always deny, they always walk around that thing, but I don't know if they certainly don't believe in it monotheistically, but what I'm saying is this method of davening, and so I'm just bringing a mushel, a radical mushel, the method of davening, of saying words and seeing them in Shemayim, to me that goes with counting your beads while you're like, I don't think it's what we do. What we do is, before I even explain it, and I want to explain it because I think, like if we let the words talk to us, I think it's very, very meaningful. But I want to take the other side of the coin. What many people do is completely wrong. Certainly, to skip words is wrong, and you see what it is. The main thing, the main koach we have is those words. Forget about not having kavod, or yes, having kavod. Just say the words. That's the first thing. But to quickly race through the words, let's say talk about a good erlicha yeshivish guy, you know, or a woman, to quickly go through the words and then stop at Shema Koleinu and spend 15 minutes there. But that's not the kavona. That's for sure not the kavona. I mean, I don't think that's, if anything, you say every word and daven there. And you see, I said this a couple of weeks ago, you see this clearly in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Rav Avo and Rav Abnuna, Basir Ditzluse, when they finished davening, they made up all kinds of tefillos. All of those tefillos come Basir Ditzluse. This is not part of tefillah. Now, let me try to explain what this means. So first of all, I'm going in a specific order, which is not chronological. But first of all, I just want to learn with you a few words from Rav Kook. Rav Kook was a big Baal Machshava. Everybody ask him, Rav Kook, all right, big Neshama. Rav Kook says as follows on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Beis. By the way, if you're ever interested in learning Svarim or Rav Kook, it's a very difficult thing to learn. It's not an easy read. And without somebody teaching you, it's almost impossible. The one safer that you could probably get through on your own, if you want to learn a little bit, is the Elayah. There's the Elayah that he wrote on Brachas. I think he wrote when he was 30. So therefore, some Gedolei HaDor could understand what he's saying. I know Rav Soloveitchik, who was probably the smartest guy in the world. So he said he tried, he didn't get it. he could not understand what he's saying. But if you're not Rav Soloveitchik, you have a better chance. But he says as follows. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Beis, Amar Rav Chanin, Amar Rav Chanina, Kol Amarech B'Tzfilosai, Eid Tzfilosai Chazeres Rekam. If you daven long, Marech B'Tzfilosai, Hashem will answer you. We learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnebar Ve'espalel El Hashem, Uksiv B'Astrei Ve'yishma Hashem Elai, Gam B'Pamahi, that Hashem listened to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, and apparently he was Marech. Where was he Marech B'Tzfilah? Eschalol El Hashem. He taught us, daven, daven, and daven, and daven. Frank the Gemara, Eli, V'hobar Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Yechanan. Reb Yechanan was the authority. I just want you to say, Reb Yechanan was the authority. Kol HaMarech B'Tzfilosai, Uba'ayin ba soif ba lide ka'ev lev. It's going to give you some kind of a heart condition. Kol ba'arich, it's a negative thing. Well, what could possibly be a negative thing? And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe he had a cave lev. How do we understand this? Rav Kook. I'm going to go quickly here. Hatzfila, and this is, I believe, understand that Rav Kook is Talmud of the Netziv, Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. This is where it comes from. Hatfila he told us hahargosha hanafshis shiba oimik teva hanefesh. When you want to understand the definition of tefila, what we're going to explain here in the next 15-20 minutes is what is the definition of tefila, what is the definition of kavana, what does it mean? Everybody knows you're supposed to daven with kavana. What the heck does it mean? Kavana. What does it mean? What does it actually mean? What does the word mean? Kavana. Mikud. Focus, direction. Kavana what? Kavana what? Hatfila, so let's understand what the essence of tefillah is, that we can understand what the kavana of tefillah is. Hatfila, he told us, Har gosha anafshi shiboy b'ktev anafesh. Tefillah has nothing to do with your head. Tefillah has nothing to do with your head. I made this point a million times. You're not allowed to imagine God. Usher to imagine God. If you think he has a long white beard, bzz, you're out. If you think he looks like an innocent child, bzz, you're out. You can't imagine God. What's the main kavanah of tefillah? Dali flemiato. I mean, imagine you're standing in front of Hashem. How could it be that I'm dali flemiato? I mean, if I'm not allowed to, the minute I think something, I'm out. I've struck out. So how are you supposed to do it? The answer is, and I believe this is what he's saying here, this is true, this problem is true, if you daven with your mind. But who says you're supposed to daven with your mind? Davening is avodah shebelev. Your lev is capable of things that your mind is not capable of. In your mind, intellectually, and we're all intellectuals here, everybody in the room, I know everybody here, who's intellectual. out there, I don't know, but here I know. Davening in your mind, there's contradictions. A person's mind can't work with contradictions. You know, just in general, like if somebody comes and says, I have philosophical problems, and I can't, you know, Judaism and Torah and mitzvahs and science and blah, blah, you know, I mean, it's all legitimate. It's all legitimate, but part of the problem is it's legitimate, needs to be addressed. But, you can't be stupid. But part of the problem is that it's all mind, no heart. Because the heart doesn't have such a problem with contradictions. Vaharaya. Bigger intellectuals than whoever it is that's asking the question have been able to deal with it. So how do you deal with it? Because there's the nefesh, which has infinite capabilities, as opposed to the seichel of a person, which has finite capabilities. It's a simple thing like that. But you know, if you're a balgaiva or you don't know about the nefesh, so then you think this is it. I'm understanding it. This is it. What else am I supposed to understand? Science. What else? Ein l'dayin, not just science, even halacha. Ein l'dayin, ela masha ein l'vroyas. But there's so much more that your eyes don't see, and your heart sees. I ask you, if you meet somebody and you get a very strong feeling about it, you like the person, you don't like the person. This is a very good. And I just thought, I meet a lot of people. So I always feel like. Some people say, well, there's your first impression, but then you get to know the person and you see that it's not that way. My personal experience is that there's my first impression, then I get to know the person and see it's not that way. Then when I get to know them very well, I see my first impression was correct. I don't again trust your first impression there. I don't know. The first impression is coming from the nefesh. The second impression, achar ha'iyun, is coming from the rosh. And then finally, if you're able to integrate something from your head and your mind, if you're able to get it all the way down to your money, like it's okay. You have a tiferes here in the pshat, in the person. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, it's true. No. A lot of times, you know, I'm into speed dating because I don't mean it in a Hasidic way. I'm just saying, most of the things you're gonna find out if you want to go out with somebody or not go out with somebody, you're gonna find out in the first 3 minutes. After that, of course, obviously you gotta get to know each other and everything. But they have to be mark of the seichel into this, etc. But find out some history. But just all this, all of the research and all of the the questions and which questions to ask. It's a bit shtuyot because. The first thing is, so let's real quick as follows. Haseichel roi l'shabish. What does seichel come into this? Gevaldik. This is so gevaldik. Haseichel roi l'shabish la rak behakdoma. You need your seichel as a hakdoma. What does it say? The Hasidim Rishonim would shoachas, mispalel shoachas, and then they would come down for a landing shoachas. The 3 hour thing. Shachar is 3 hour. Mincha, 3 hour mar. Right? That was 3 hours Shemot Esrei. That's what the Hasidim Rishonim did, 9 hours a day. What were they doing the first hour? Seichel. Seichel. So, HaSeichel Roi L'Shabish L'Rak B'Hakdama. The Hakdama to what we're talking about, which is Tefillah, is Seichel. Seichel is not Tefillah. Tefillah is not Seichel. Seichel is the Hakdama to Tefillah. If you don't want to do it for an hour, do it for a minute. But it's there beforehand. Shekol shiyas sichlai zach b'yaisir. Because the more you're focused and you cleanse your mind, u'maisav yaisir b'chuvanim l'tachlis hashlemus. And I'm focused. I'm concentrating on what it is that I want to accomplish here in the next few minutes of tefillah. That you use your seichel for. Yisroi meim teva nafsha yoyser v'yigdal koicha eis hasher tishmach seichel lifnei koilai. You've done the proper prelude, the proper preparation for the great moment of Shemot Esrei. Maybe that's what Kriya Shema is. A person who says Kriya Shema, you're mekabel ol malchu shamayim. That's not tefillah. It's not tefillah. It's important, but it's not tefillah. Maybe it's more important than tefillah, but it's Kabbalah so Baruch Shemayim is ha'achole for tefillah. It's not tefillah. Yeah? Everybody's with me here? Aval, However, says Rav Kook, La'arov pu'uloi sichlioi shel oibe cheshboid betfila ain't ze begedra atfila. To take those intellectual thoughts and to stuff them into the tefillah itself, ain't ze begedra atfila. This is not the taich. This is not the definition of tefillah altogether. Because tefillah is something you do with your lave, not with your seichel. And somehow or another, if I can quiet my mind and I can find my lave, which is sometimes difficult to find, you could find my lave, and then I find a regesh in my lave, that the regesh says, I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to do something in this world. That's a regesh. So important. It actually, I believe it changes everything. That's what tefillah is. Alkein, kol ma shelo yisar of koich acher b'chelak hisrakshus. Don't mix other things in. Don't pollute your feelings with your brain. This seems so not litvish, right? But don't forget, we started here with nefesh achayim. Truth is, it's so not litvish, because litvish is everything is seichel, and this is clear. Everything is seichel except for tefillah. Tefillah is regesh. So somebody is so intellectual, cerebral, that they have no. They can't feel anymore without their seichel. So then they missed the point of tefillah. So says Rav Kook. He goes on Kedai too. He says that's the pshat bali de kev lev. Ki darkei hargoshes hanefesh bepnivius tiva lo yusag loyla bedarkei haseichel. If you're going to try to feel something with your brain, you're going to be so conflicted that you're going to be in pain. It's almost like it's using the wrong tool to accomplish the goal that I want to accomplish. So it's like trying to eat with a knife. It's not something that you can do. Well, okay. Correct. One thing's for sure, what we see in the Nefesh HaChayim is you're not allowed to be ma'ar of your machshava into it. So let me show you something. I'll show you to wrap up the ultimate litvak, right? The ultimate litvak. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, it's important that we know this. First of all, in Parak Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam starts off by saying, "Chamisha dvar ba'akvinus hatefillah, afal pishe igia zmano." There's five things that are ba'akev tefillah; they make your tefillah invalid. Zmano, ataris hayodayim, you have to wash. Kisui ha'erva, you have to wear clothes. Taris mokeh batefillah, the place has to be the right place. I just like, here's a new way to look at it. You know, I'm going into prayer mode now. something very special. I'm going into prayer mode now, and I need to make sure that my environment is correct. It's not that you run to the sink and wash before you daven. Yes, but there's something different here. I'm creating an environment. The environment is taras hayodayim. My hands are pure. Kisui ha'erva. My body is pure. My body is kisoy erva. Taras mokem hatzvila. I'm not in a dirty place. I'm not in an impure place. Bekavonas halev. And you need kavona. Okay. what is Kabbalah Salev? So comes the Rabbah. He doesn't leave us in the dark here. Parak Ravi, that's a halacha. Let's go to Parak Ravi, halacha Tezvav. Says the Rabbah, first of all, Kabbalah Salev, Ketzad. In other words, the Rabbah always does this. He starts off with a list at the beginning. Klal, Luprat, Tuklal. Starts off with a list at the beginning, and then goes a little further. Kabbalah Salev, Ketzad. Kol Tvila Sheinu B'Kabbalah, No Tvila. A very, very important lashon. You should memorize it. Kol tefila she'eina b'kavana eino tefila. First of all, whatever kavana is, if you don't have it, you didn't daven. It's nishki daven. Person says, "Well, I daven mincha." I think so. A tefila shaloi b'kavana eino tefila. Not that you did a tefila shaloi b'kavana. It's not a tefila. You did nothing, zero, nothing. Eino tefila. V'yibispalo b'loi kavana. Let's say you daven without kavana. We don't know what kavana is. Choyzer b'spalo b'kavana. Daven again because you did nothing. Matza daito b'shubeshes v'li by tarid. Let's say my head is just, God forbid a person just has a traffic accident and it's shkia. We go try to daven short us around the side of the highway. Head, you're shaking, right? Asir loy li spalo. Not a lot of daven in such a case. Ad shetis yashiv daito until you have yishu bandas. Lefichach, there of course says the Rabbah b'halacha, haba min haderech v'hu ayev. Person comes back from a trip and you're tired. Oy meitzar, or you're troubled. Asir loy lehispalel. Because what if you're not davening? What are you doing? You're saying Hashem's name in vain. Asir loy lehispalel, ad shetis yashiv daito yomru chachamim. How long does that take? Shloisha yamim. Shloisha yamim. Now, Mr. Brewer brings this Rambam in the Bir Halacha, and he says that don't do this. And the reason why not to do it, he says, this is the Halacha, he says, but you're never going to daven again. You're never going to daven again. Like, who can say they have the Yishuv Hadas to daven? But, so, don't do this at home, or in Shul. We daven. But it's almost like a slasi slashem, hey, fair teresecha, what are you going to do? We're davening shalei kalacha. The Rambam says it's very possible to daven properly, and that's why I'm not one to argue with the Mishnah Berurah, but I wonder that maybe before we can decide, let me just say this, before we can decide whether we can or whether we can't, let's understand what we're supposed to be doing. So says the Rambam as follows. What am I talking about? What is the kavana that you need to have and it takes 3 days to get back? So he says as follows. First of all, Shiyifna liboy mikol habachshavis. I'm probably not saying that in proper grammar. Probably yipanna, I think. Like in yeshivas they say, altober adam. That's never going to happen, which is exactly our case. So the first thing is, clear your brain, not machshavos zarais. Not machshava's business. Not machshava's. Every machshava. Machshava's Kabbalah. You're a makubal. You've just been learning chasidus for 2 hours, right? Now you're ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to daven now. No. Get it. First thing you have to do, clear your brain. You know, in Chabad, they have a thing called the Alter Rebbe Siddur. The Alter Rebbe Siddur is about so thick and about so tall. It looks like a big, gigantic encyclopedia, every Kabbalistic kavana that you can have on every word of tefillah. And in the Hakdama of the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, it says he's 100% makpid, nobody should daven with the Siddur. Learn from it, make a Seder, learn from it. Fine, Limud Atzahir, that's a good thing. Daven only from the Tehillas Hashem, he says, which is straight words, no commentary, no English. It's a pella to me that they translated the Tehillas Hashem in English. I think even that's connected I'm sure they don't do anything without the Rebbe's So Ketanu Kavana she yifana liboy bikol hamachshavois v'yira atzma kiilu hu oimed lifnei Hashchina. Kavana means that I'm able to picture yira atzma, that I'm standing in front of the Shechina. One thing, I'm standing in front of the Shechina. Lefichach, that's it. By the way, period. Lefichach, tzarech leishev ba'at koydem atzvila. At least a little bit. I'm putting in the at least. You should sit a little bit before tfila, or liyashev ba'at koydem atzvila. Kidei lechaved es liboy, so that I could get my heart in order. Ba'acher kach yispalu benachas v'tachnunim. I mean, once you learn the Nefesh HaChayim, isn't this Rambam? Listen to the words of the Rambam. What he's saying is, get rid of all the thoughts. So he's saying, okay, now I'm reading it with a... by the way, everything that the Nefesh HaChayim says, almost word for word, including what the Magid taught the Beis Yosef, is all in the Tanya. Word for word. There are those that have done studies on the comparison between the Nefesh HaChayim and the Tanya, and they all point to Shar Peh's Perek Yud Gimel, where it's exactly the same Ad Kidei Kach that they say that the Nefesh HaChayim even copied it from the Balatanya. I'm not getting into politics. I'm just saying that they both say the same thing, the Magid, everything, except this, that the Balatanya says that this is true also of Psukei Dezibra, and it's true also, not just Shemoneh Esrei, it's also true of saying Tehillim. You know, all these things that we're against, what are you saying? You don't even know what you're saying. No, it's okay. It's okay. Because davening is what? I made lifnei Hashem. Now, acher kach yispalo belachas v'tachlulim. Tachlulim is important. Yes, I agree. Tachlulim is important. But let me show you something. And I'll tell you where the tachlulim comes in. Here's the Torah Shebiksav of Litvish thinking. Chidush Reb Chaim Halevi, Brisker. Right. Head of Brisk. He says here, this Rambam, we have only a couple of minutes left, so I just got involved in the Shir and Reb Chaim here. But it says Reb Chaim, Venira Loibar. It seems to be the Trey Gavni Kavonis Yesh Betfila. He's asking actually a steer in the Rambam. Because in one place, the Rambam says that you have to have Kavana. That the Kavanah is ma'akev only on the first brachas, on the avos. The other place he says it's ma'akev over here, what we just learned, is ma'akev on the whole tefillah. So the question is, which way is it? So that's what he's answering. It's not really our Indian, where do you have to have Kavanah? Which is the Iker Shemoneh Esrei, which is not? What's ma'akev us to daven again? But he says there's two kinds of Kavanah. And this gets to exactly what everybody's saying. Achas Kavanah shel pirish hadvar, pshat, pirish habilah, pirish habilah. No, did you just say that? Like, what do the words mean? The Yisayda who did Kavanah. That's Kavanah. That's called Kavanah. The Shailis, and the second thing is, Sheyachaved Shu Oimed Betfila Lifnei Hashem. The second Kavanah is, you're Oimed Lifnei Hashem. I'm Oimed Lifnei Hashem. What am I doing when I'm Oimed Lifnei Hashem? If that's the Kavanah. Just taking Kavanah too. I'm just Oimed Lifnei Hashem. Well, don't just stand there. Do something. What are you doing? You're saying over words that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola told you are magical. And if you say these words and picture them in your mind, like the Magid said to the Beis Yosef, and you really can see the oisius of the words, this is so hard. If you could actually picture the oisius of the words, maybe that's an Indian to daven from a sitter. And that's what we're doing. Everything, right? Rifa'elu, Hashem, B'nai Rafei. Picture the words. Leave out the Seichel, leave out the Divrei Torah. So he says, that's Yichaved Shu'ay B'tzil of Nei Hashem. Kibivor B'dvar of Perak Dal Hashem, as we just read. Ubahiya Kavona, I just read, Shi'ipana asleep by Mikola Machshav, as you're at Svekilo Oy B'liv Nei Hashchina, V'nira. The Kavona Zu, Eina B'din Kavona, this is Reb Chaim Brisker, this is the most... Gevaldik of Reb Chaim. The second Kavanah, again, one Kavanah is Pirush HaMilah. That's called Kavanah. That's called Kavanah. He says, the second Kavanah, Kavanah Zu, the what? You're standing in front of the Shechina. Ain't ever did Kavanah. That's not Kavanah. Rak Shehu Beyetzim Baisa Tefillah. That's what davening is. You hear the brisker connection here? Standing in front of Hashem is davening. Now, davening has to be with kavanah. Says Reb Chaim, kavanah is you should do b'chavan in the Pirush HaMilim. But let's say you b'chavan in the Pirush HaMilim, and you're not really standing in front of Hashem, so you're learning. I'm saying Pirush HaMilim, or Milos, and I'm not standing in front of Hashem. To put it as they would put it, the chefs of tefillah is oimid lifnei Hashem. This is not like for extra credit. The chefs of tefillah is oimid lifnei Hashem. The kavana of tefillah, the second kavana which he holds, the Rambam holds of, is Pirush HaMilim. Trying to understand what the words mean. Now, the Reb Chaim Volozhin does not say that. He doesn't say you have to know what it means. He says you just have to...
Don't focus
on what it means. Right.
Focus on
the... The letters.
The letters, which means focus on the text. We are reading to...
The Nefesh HaChayim, excuse me, is a meditation. He's saying the tefillah is a meditation, and we verbalize it because we have the koach hadibur. We're not animals. We verbalize it because we have the koach hatefillah, and we say the words and we imagine the words. Big job. Pirush HaMilim is like a big, big job, but that's a big job right there. Now, I just want to, in parentheses, skip ahead, that in the Haggah, the Nefesh HaChayim, he asks Akasha on himself that the Gemara says that if you don't know Hebrew, you could daven b'chol lashon. This is the Akasha. Like, what are you doing then? So he says, that's a big b'di'evit. That's what he says. That's a big b'di'evit. Meaning, like, you could be, what does he mean? You could be oimed lifnei Hashem. And that's also something, even if you don't say anything. So you're davening in English. So it's a very important thing, according to this, that even if somebody has a hard time with Hebrew, learn how to daven Shmoneh Esrei in Hebrew. It's kedai to learn how to daven Shmoneh Esrei in Hebrew. Just say the words. And imagine the words, and best thing with the oisius, not transliterated, best thing with the oisius. But a kopanim, that's the Nefesh HaChayim. So he asks this kasha on himself, but he pushes it away. He says this doesn't mean anything because you're just doing one thing. You're doing oimid lifnei Hashem b'seder. If he can't read Hebrew, he can't read Hebrew. What are you supposed to do? But here he's saying that, this is what I love, that Reb Chaim is saying, that the etzem maisa hatefillah is oimid lifnei Hashem. The secondary part of the whole thing is lechaved bepirush hamilim. No, because what does tefillah mean?
And then the words.
Correct. Well, you mean in the order of the Rambam?
Why here? You
said the words first.
You say the words first, and then know who you're standing. What do you mean? It seems logical to say.
But because he's explaining the first Rambam and then the second Rambam, the kavanah satzvilah is exactly what he's saying. Right, he's answering Akasha. Kavanas HaTefillah is the Pirush HaMilim. So where does it come in, the Soyim Lifnei Hashem? That's Tefillah.
It's like... Yes. Without the words, it's not Tefillah.
It is.
Yeah?
Yes. That's what the Rav Nefesh HaChayim says. That's why it happens when you daven in English. Soyim Lifnei Hashem, without words. It's more Tefillah than the other way, on the contrary. It's more Tefillah than the other way.
So meditating is better.
Meditating according to halacha, meaning, yeah.
On presence of the
Shekhinah. That's the most important thing. That's
better than saying the words and thinking too much about it.
Otherwise, not tefillah. Otherwise, it's not tefillah. So the first thing is aleph.
That's why you have to talk at all.
Because there's a...
No, I understand.
You understand.
Why not have a choice?
Correct. If you had to make a choice, definitely better. But so why do we talk? Because the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah gave us the words to say that have a powerful, magical Shinui and Shemaim. So why not say the words? This is the words that you can say. Your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own... Do it another time. Say Tehillim. Ask Hashem. You know, I said once to... when I was in yeshiva, when I was a yeshiva bacher, so the yeshiva went to the Kaisel on Hoshana Rabbah. The whole yeshiva went to the Kaisel on Hoshana Rabbah. It was a bit like every year. The buses and everything. What's yeshiva? He shut around. To the Kaisel. He shut around. So I said once I didn't want to go. Probably the real reason I didn't want to go is because it was a Netzach Hamah, which was early for me. But I was called on this by the Rosh Yeshiva. And I told him that I really can't concentrate at the Kaisel. I really can't daven at the Kaisel. I don't find the Kaisel. I still don't. I don't find it conducive for tefillah. So he said to me that the Kaisel, that's what he said, I don't know the words. Kaisel is not a makom tefillah. Kaisel is a makom bakasha. So where are we going now? Because the whole Aravos, Hashanah Rabbah, is bakashas. It's a different story. Tefillah, I want to catch a barav at the Kaisel. No. How can you barav? Everybody's not having barav in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're saying Baruch Hu in the middle, you know, and somebody's taking your picture. I'm just saying that to go and to be bevakesh, like Lahavdil Elof Havdil, the Goyim do. You know, the Goyim, when they go to the President of the United States, goes to the Kaisel, there's a Dab Mincha. Malkum Bakasha. Puts a note on the wall. The Kaisel is a place of Bakasha. Achon. So that's what I heard from a Gadol. Kaisel is a place of Bakasha. When Bakashas, there's a place for Bakashas. We have the ability to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Bavakesh.
That's all Shema Yisrael said, that the middle fields are all Bakashas.
No, yes, but it's not Bakashas, as he said. It's no, even the middle tefillahs, they're not outside of tefillah. They're not personal bakashas. That's what he gave a whole introduction to Parakeet Beis. We're talking about the Tzar of the Shechina. That's why it's all Lashon Rabbim. Don't say them.
He said don't
say. Yeah. And if you look, for instance, at the current Salavechik Siddur, he takes out anything like that, any type of Yehiratzin for Rafur Shalom, he takes it out, and in the introduction there it says, because it's connected the Mahalach. Now, I want to say one last thing, if you give me two more minutes, Lekavod Chanukah. You have to learn two more, but I'm just saying, you need to, the Shah Achas Lifnei HaTfilah is to get rid of our brain. The Shoachas of Tefillah is to activate our heart. And the last Shoachas, it's not clear to me, but somehow you need to come back to come down to a landing, which I believe is to integrate the two things. The Talmid HaChomim say that in this regard, the Nefesh HaChaim is differing from his Rebbe, the Gra. Kach Shamati. But the Gra didn't hold like this. So I'm looking for the Gra. Where does the Gra not hold like this? The Baal HaTanya definitely holds like this. He says it. He says it clearly. I would have it here somewhere to print it out. So the Gra, I just want to show you something. The Goyim says, first of all, this is a Sefer of Likutim from the Gra. Kosev Reb Chaim Volozhin. Because of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Now, this is in the Keser Reish, which you'll find in the back of the Siddur Agra, written by Reb Chaim Volozhin. Hanigunim shemenagli b'yabim noiroi b'seder ha-tfilah. Right? Baruch ha-tashem. So what are those nigunim? Those nigunim, nishtarvavu machmei, they evolved. That means machmas ha-kavonis shel ha-arizal l'chavin b'esh shemenaglim. This is to give you time to have Kavanas HaArizal, so says the Gra, or Chaim Volozhin, actually. V'haraya l'kach, and he says the proof is, Shemakom Sheish Harbe Kavanas Marichim B'Nigunim. So there's the idea of, that's the Kavanas HaArizal are supposed to be going on at that point. K'moy B'Psicha Shemana Esrei U'Kedoyma. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Keser Reish. So this author here writes, Mikad Kushya Al Bashikosav and Nefesh HaChayim Shar Beis Paragud Gimel. What are you doing? Shein L'chavin Kavonos Beis Ha'abida Eli Yitzayir Lo Oz V'mach Shavtoi Oysa Ateva Be'oysi Oysa Al Kitzurasa. I would tell you, it's a kasha, but Yeshili Asha. I don't think it's a stira. Kaloi Barani explains, what is Nefesh HaChayim saying? Yira Chitzoydius Ha'oysius Nitzavis Lefonim. Just look at the letters in your mind. Look at the letters in your mind. That's what the Magid told him, and that's where he's going with that. Aval, he says, but you should know that Harav Avram, B'noi Shel HaGra, right? Reb Avram, as the Gronix call it, Reb Avram, who was the son of the Gra. Mayid, the Reb Avram Ben HaGra was a huge Talmud Chacham, but we're not Mechabit him. We only asked him, what did your father say? Like, yeah. Al Rav Avram B'noi Shel HaGra Meid he says, I'll tell you what my father, ki aviv, his father, haya atuf, he was surrounded, I presume he's with the talis, besaidais, bekavonos hatfila, rozen iloi. That when he was davening with the biggest kavonos of all the kavonos of the Arizal. Begabzes, saishe dvar, bekesir rosh. So we have a stira here. He's a yachin, maybe. There's a number of truths that we could give, which is not for now, maybe next time. But I just want, right now we're learning Nefesh HaChayim, which seems to be different than the Gra. It could be different than himself. It could be Ashim, it could be not be Ashim. When I first read this, by the way, the Nefesh HaChayim, I figured, oh, this is for sure a polemic against the Tanya. Until I saw Tanya said exactly the same thing. Ad Kedei Kach, they say it was influenced by the Tanya. on the contrary. But this is a new gender in how to daven. What does the word kavana mean? Kavana means tzuris oisius. Tzuris oisius. Sidur with the mekubalim, so they put the letters in oisius hashuris. You can actually see the letter and then picture it. Okay. Freilich and Chanukah.